If there's one thing that beats the adrenaline rush of debuting daring new music, says mezzo-soprano and composer Laura Bowler, it's debuting daring new music while getting a tattoo. In her new work, Advert, which gets its Irish premiere as part of New Music Dublin later this month, Bowler does just that, with the help of an on-stage tattoo artist. But it's not even the most unexpected length she's gone to for a performance. In a previous piece written for her by Jennifer Walsh, she committed not just to doing some boxing, but to becoming a boxer, as Laura Bowler explained to Culturefile.
I, for some reason, decided that I wanted to commission a work to celebrate the inclusion of women's boxing for the first time in the Commonwealth Games. And at the beginning of the score, it was like, you know, soloist shadow boxes for 3 minutes. And one of the things about the whole piece is that basically it's fundamentally saying, well, women box. It's just watching a woman box, go through a training process. And obviously that meant I needed to look convincing as a boxer, because otherwise it would undermine the entire concept of the work. So I thought, oh dear, I really need to do something about this. So basically I contacted loads of boxing trainers. I was living in London at the time. I was like, I'm doing this project. It's about women's boxing. And then I was so fortunate that Kathy Brown, also known as Kathy the Bitch Brown, she offered to train me, and she trained me pretty much kind of almost full time for 3 months. And I changed my diet, I changed everything about my lifestyle, and boxing basically became my life for 3 months. It was a phenomenal experience. Like, I can honestly say by the end of it, I felt like a superhero. I felt so powerful and so strong. And it was a really amazing insight into what it means to have your body be such a different thing for you. Although my body's important to me as a vocalist, it's a very different thing in relationship to being a boxer, and also going through the process of being hit in the face and hitting someone else in the face was something, thankfully, I'd never experienced before. And that was a really hard barrier for me. Like, I remember being in the ring sparring for the first time, and Kathy was like, you just need to punch him, just punch him in the face, right? And this bloke was standing there, and I was like, I can't do it. I cannot make myself do it. And she was like, well, he's just going to punch you then if you don't punch him first. and then he did, and I was like, right. So it was a really, it was a fascinating process. It started off a really significant kind of route and narrative in my own work and the own works that I write for myself. Like, if it wasn't for performing that piece, I don't think I'd be where I am as a composer now. Like, it had such a huge influence on me.
Part of the motivation here, you were saying that, you know, maybe people who aren't sort of in the new music scene might find, or classical music, might find it kind of unapproachable and not that interesting. And literally, you are thinking about adding interest for those people.
Yeah, no, of course. I think it's really important. Like, I'm from a non-musical family, from Stoke-on-Trent, which is a working class town in the UK. And most of the people that are from my hometown don't really even know that composers write the strange music that I write nowadays. It's such a different world and reality that is important to me, and it's important to find ways for people to kind of feel like they can access the work and that it doesn't feel too alienating in any way. And so obviously with the boxing work with Jenny, what was really interesting about the performances is that all of these people that obviously Kathy knew, and also people that I'd met doing the boxing training in gyms and various places, the audience was full of new music enthusiasts and like gym bods and boxers. And I just love that. Like, the experience of mixing those two different cultures was fantastic. And I think that's makes it all the more exciting. That's what theatre is really about. And sometimes I think we can forget about that in kind of the experimental new music scene. And certainly with my work since then, you know, video has been a huge factor. And that's because, more people are more visually kind of stimulated rather than maybe orally. And so it's another pathway. It's kind of holding out a hand and going, here's a way in. Hopefully it will help you to get on board. I'm very interested in tattooing and what it means and why people get tattoos. and why I got a tattoo for the first time. It wasn't until I was 27, so it's quite late. The piece is all about kind of how we advertise ourselves to our chosen kind of societal tribes, what things we do, the way we dress, the way we talk, the music we listen to, the films we watch. Tattoos are obviously an aspect of that. And for me, obviously, they're a huge part of my identity as I've got them in, you know, all over my body. So that's one of the reasons why the piece is in it. But also, I was generally just really interested in how it would affect me whilst I was singing, to be tattooed at the same time as singing, in the visceral of that, both for the audience but also for me as a performer, and what that kind of stimulates in you energy wise as you're performing. Julia Rehmer, she's a fantastic artist, and she's based in Leipzig in Germany. I have to say, the first time I did it, the first time we rehearsed it, where she actually tattooed me for the first time while singing, I was so conscious of not moving too much for her that basically I wasn't breathing properly at all, and I almost passed out at the end of the section because I just hadn't been breathing really at all. And she was like, it's really fine, you can move a bit. The only thing I can liken it to is actually when I did my first boxing fight. So I did a boxing fight at Your Call, which was after doing the performance of Jenny's piece. I just fell in love with boxing, and I started boxing for quite a long time. And when I did my first fight, Kathy, my trainer, warned me. She said, you won't be able to sleep after fighting, just so you know. And I was like, what? I'm used to performing. I'll be fine. I'm used to adrenaline. I've got this. No, a whole other level of adrenaline comes with being in a boxing fight. Oh, my God. And so I, it's a bit, that's the closest thing I can relate it to, is that combination of the two different kinds of adrenaline that you get is just being absolutely wired. Totally wired and horrifically exhausted the next day.
Laura Bowler there, and she'll perform that tattoo piece advert at the National Concert Hall in Dublin on Thursday, the 25th of April. newmusicdublin.ie for all the details.